Madison police recruit Gracia Rodriguez came to the United States illegally when she was just 6 years old.
I was one of those that came here with a visa and stayed. My family didn't want to go back due to the Mexico being, we didn't have that many opportunities back in Mexico. So we stayed.
Eventually, she gained residency and then citizenship. Within the recruit class, she says, her experience is unique.
A lot of my classmates had never been exposed or had never learned about immigrants and undocumented people. So it's interesting to see how they're shocked, how they've realized that, yes, maybe I do have this white privilege, and what other people are going through I've never heard of or seen of before.
Before the academy started in September, the recruits all read a Harvard professor's study of undocumented young adults in Los Angeles. Then they participated in a panel discussion of the book with people from Madison's Latino community. Lieutenant Tim Patton says the goal was to help the recruits start building relationships.
On the most simple level, it might simply be understanding how one's immigration status or having a family member with undocumented status will potentially impact our ability to talk to one another.
Madison Police Chief Mike Koval has reiterated after the election that the MPD does not act as an immigration authority. The department's code of conduct forbids officers from asking people to show immigration documents, except in cases where they're assisting immigration and customs enforcement. Still, navigating these relationships is new for many of the recruits. They asked a lot of questions about how immigrants perceive officers and what fears they may have. The panel members said these conversations are important because there's still a lot of built-in mistrust of law enforcement within the Latino community. Patton says he hopes the conversation will help the recruits be more respectful and empathetic.
For us, it's really that they walk up to the door with more understanding, and they'll spend a little bit more time trying to get to know each other, and they come into it just with more knowledge and compassion about that citizen and why they might be getting the response they're getting.
Laura Minero co-founded the advocacy organization Dreamers of UW-Madison. She was 5 years old when her parents handed her off to another family to make the crossing from Mexico to the U.S., and they reunited after. She told the recruits that she's feared law enforcement for most of her life.
That fear that once you come into contact with law enforcement, you're going to be deported. That fear that you're going to be taken away from your kids and what's going to happen to your kids. Are they going to go into foster care? The list of fears just go on, and it certainly prevents people from reporting crimes that they're a victim to.
But she says in some ways, speaking on the panel transformed her personal perception of the police.
But I think the work just needs to be done on both ends and breaking down the stigmas and the stereotypes that we have about each other. And I think that's key and crucial to any work that we do when we're trying to build allyship and understanding across communities.
In our next installment, we'll take a look at how the recruits learn about mental health issues. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.